The Gospel Message. It's in Genesis.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, A is for Adam. Well, Ken, don't we have to read the New Testament to find out about the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Well, we have a children's book called A is for Adam, and in there we have a picture of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, clothed in lamb's wool clothing, and beside them is a slain lamb. Now, this drawing is based on the passage in Genesis where we're told that because of sin, God made coats of skins and clothed Adam and Eve. So God killed an animal to provide the first blood sacrifice because of sin. You see, this is a picture of what was to come in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Because of sin, God brought death into the world. And the only way for man to come back to God was for a perfect man to suffer death and pay the penalty for sin. That's why God sent his only Son to become a man, so that he could die and be raised from the dead. In that way, those who trust in him will be saved for eternity. The shedding of blood and clothing of Adam and Eve are pictures of the gospel, and it's right there in Genesis. If Christians don't believe Genesis is literal history, then logically, how can they take the gospel literally?
Since Genesis and all of the Bible are God's revealed history book of the universe, what can it tell us about dinosaurs, a worldwide flood, and the origin of the so-called races? Read Ken Ham's new free booklet, The Seven Seas of History, available on our website, answersradio.com.